In Singapore, a written agreement serves as proof of the transaction. It helps clearly clarify and state the terms and conditions, reducing the chances of misunderstanding. This case also highlights the risks of lending money for investment purposes. Borrowers and lenders should exercise caution when venturing into such deals. We often think of simple solutions like IOU notes or informal agreements when lending money. However, real-life financial transactions are far from the movies. Failing to document your loans properly in Singapore can have serious legal consequences. In a recent High Court case, a lender sued a borrower for approximately $2 million. Still, these went awry due to the absence of an explicit written agreement. In this case, the lender produced an IOU note signed by the borrower in 2016, acknowledging a debt of $1.9 million. The borrower admitted to writing the note, but claimed he did so under duress, fearing the actions of the lender who had apparently shown up at his home with a group of individuals. In an attempt to save this claim from being tainted by allegations of illegal money lending, the lender argued that the money was lent for investment purposes. He claimed the borrower promised high return monthly and the funds were expected to be repaid with profits. These transactions involved both bank transfers and cash. However, a significant problem arose. The lender could not provide any concrete details of this supposed investment agreement, which he argued was made verbally. Unsurprisingly, the borrower denied the existence of any such agreement. This case highlighted the challenges when parties fail to properly document their financial transactions in writing. The High Court noted that both parties' narratives were full of unexplained assertions and did not directly address each other's claims. There was also a lack of clarity regarding the alleged unlicensed money lending, making it difficult to discern the transactions and the terms of the agreement. Moreover, both sides referred to individuals who could provide substantial evidence, including the lender's sister, wife, mother-in-law, and friends. However, none of these potential witnesses were called to testify. The judge found it astonishing that in dealing with such a substantial sum, the lender had no idea how the borrower was using the money. He described the borrower's case as flaky. Still, he noted that he avoided paying anything only because the lender had a non-existent cause of action backed by no evidence. The primary lesson from this case is crystal clear. If you are serious about safeguarding your money, document all financial transactions in writing. Relying on verbal agreements or informal IOU notes can lead to legal disputes, as seen in this case. In Singapore, a written agreement serves as proof of the transaction. It helps clearly clarify and state the terms and conditions, reducing the chances of misunderstanding. This case also highlights the risks of lending money for investment purposes. Borrowers and lenders should exercise caution when venturing into such deals, ensuring that all aspects are thoroughly documented. The case we talked about demonstrates the importance of formalizing financial transactions in Singapore. Relying solely on an IOU note or a verbal agreement can lead to legal tangles and leave both parties at a loss. Documenting every financial deal in writing is essential to safeguard your interests and avoid unnecessary legal disputes. In addition, be cautious and careful when lending or borrowing money for risky investments. By following these principles, you can protect your financial interests and avoid the complications seen in this case. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.